You're listening to Alan James on Circle of White Light Radio, focusing on solutions and thinking different.
Hi folks, welcome to Circle of White Light Radio with myself, Alan James. It's the 26th of February 2023. Good evening to everybody. And good evening to everybody on the chat room. It's a full house on the chat room tonight. No surprise there with my guest, S.A. Smith, who will be coming on in a few minutes time. Thanks to everybody who sent an email into me and also on Facebook about my cold. There was supposed to be a show last week. Unfortunately, I wasn't feeling well at all. And thanks to SA as well for moving the actual interview back a week so I could recover. Now, you can probably hear from my voice that I'm still, you know, sounding a bit rough. Unfortunately, that's just the way it is. It's taking its time to go, but I am getting there. I have my cup of tea and my glass of water and my tissues and everything else here. So I'm all ready to go. So a big thank you for everybody, you know, for your concern there. Thank you very much. So before we get on and we get on with a few bits and pieces that we have to talk about, let's find out what the communication channels are.
The communication channels are email, contact us at circleofwhitelight.com, by phone 046-927-1212, or sign up to our newsletter via our website at circleofwhitelight.com.
Okay, folks, you know the website, circleofwhitelight.com. Also, you'll find me on patreon.com/COWL, or t-shirts are available. I have a few. There's certain one or two sizes that are very, there's only one or two in stock left, but they're €10 plus postage and packing if you're interested anyway. Send me an email. Or you can go over to my Redbubble page and you can buy quilts and t-shirts and mugs and everything else from there. There's loads of stuff up there if you want to pop over there. And also you'll find me now on Rumble. If you go over to Rumble and type in circleofwhitelightradio.com, you'll see me there. I have a few interviews, pre-records up there. Plus I'm actually getting into doing some videos regarding psychology, the psychology of waking people up. And people have asked to kind of, for me to break it down, because I've spoken at a few seminars regarding it, but they wanted me to break it down into, you know, digestible chunks. So I have the Lit Red Hem principle up there. I have the fluid belief system up there. And the next one will be the teenage mind versus the adult mind. And I'll be getting into more psychology and body language and stuff as time goes on with them videos. Plus, I'll have more pre-records. So very busy here in the Circle of White Light office. Right, okay. Now, the other thing is, if you want to subscribe to the website, please do pop over there, type in your email address, and you'll be on the mailing list. So when I have a guest on or there's something going on, then you'll be notified by email. So sign up there on the website and you'll check it out there. Okay, now, a couple of things just to read out before I get SA on. The Irish Independent.ie, Irish newspaper over here, said, avoiding forking out for a pre-NCT before taking the test, the pros and cons. Now, over here in Ireland, we have a thing called an NCT, which is your car maintenance, making sure your car is roadworthy and it has to be checked and certified and signed off. And there's major problems with that over here with the NCT centre. I just had my car done 2 weeks ago. The good news, it passed. But man, all the checking it goes through is unbelievable. But the Irish Independent said, motorists relying on vehicle tests to uncover problems is contributing to delays, says operator. So the problem that they have a backlog and they have bad organisation is not their fault. It's their fault. You know, like, it's all their fault. And what they're saying is, motorists are being blamed for contributing to the backlog of NCT tests, with some already facing months on a waiting list. The company overseeing the NCT service says motorists are contributing to the chaos by waiting for the test to uncover and identify the faults and then having them fixed by their garage before returning for a retest. In effect, it doubles the volume of testing for thousands of cars owners at the time of staff scarcity. All the more reason why we should do what the UK do and have more than one company monopolising the market. Let approved garages do NCT testing. That's what we should do. My understanding that one company controlling the market is illegal under anti-competition laws in Ireland anyway. But hey, whenever has the Irish government ever cared about breaking the law when it generates so much revenue? So the problem is it's us. Now, can you imagine if you bring your car to a mechanic and you say, I need an NCT test, and the mechanic says, you know, I'm a bit short this month, so I'll just pretend that he needs a new engine or he needs new tires or whatever, just to bump up the actual cost. Yeah, I mean, that's why we do what we do. We go to the NCT, see what fails, then bring it in, get it fixed, and then put it through again. You know, I mean, everybody does it, and that's the best way to do it, to be honest with you. But apparently it's all their fault. There you go. Okay, there's a couple of other things which I won't go into because I want to get SA on and I want to get into talking to SA, but I just want to touch base on a couple of things of I came across during the week and things that are going on. You all know there's a big push at the moment for them to have electric cars. In the UK and over here as well, they want people to be, you know, driving around electric cars by 2030. They want to get rid of petrol cars and diesel cars. And they've brought out this new petrol called E10. Now, the E10 petrol's higher bioethanol content is corrosive to rubber parts, gaskets, seals, metals, plastics, which causes engine damage. So it could dislodge deposits in older engines and fuel systems, causing blockages. It should only be used with expert advice, which means pretty much never. So have they brought out this E10 fuel so people start using it in their car, which will then break the car, so you have to go and buy an electric car. You know, I mean, you know how the governments work and the people at the top of the food chain, how they work. So it wouldn't surprise me if that was the case. So just keep that in mind, folks. I'd avoid using the E10 fuel at all costs. Now, and the other thing on the list is I'm doing a pre-record with Rachel Eleanor during the week. Rachel Eleanor, for people who don't know, was a dragon. You know the Dragon's Den TV program in the UK? We had one in Ireland and they have one in America. I think it's called Shark Tank or something like that. Well, in the UK, Rachel Eleanor, in the early days of Dragon's Den, was on one of the dragons in the den. And now she's kind of woke up to what's going on and she's exposing what's going on. So I'm going to be doing a pre-record with Rachel during the week, and it's going to be fantastic because her business knowledge is unreal, but also she's a very spiritual person as well. So that's going to be a very, very good interview with Rachel. And again, I was supposed to do it last week with Rachel, and I told her, Rachel, I have a cold and everything else, and she said, fine, we'll push it back a week. So if you have any, because it's a pre-record, if you have any questions that you want me to ask Rachel, email them in before tomorrow night. Because I'll be doing the pre-record with Rachel on the Tuesday. And last but not least is the January and February donation. You know, folks, what I do is I try and practice what I preach. And on the website, if you go over to the menu option and click on pay it forward, every month when donations come in, I allocate a certain amount of them donations to a worthy cause. And so far, we've donated thousands to charities, suicide charities, homeless charities, animal sanctuaries, rescue centres. So this January and February donation will be allocated to an animal rescue centre in Navan. I'm going down during the week to have a chat with the lady and the owner and present the cheque to them to help the animal sanctuary. And again, it's just funny, I contacted them through Facebook and then I emailed them and they ignored me. So I had to get another charity that I donated to contact them because they got back to me and said, sorry, we thought you were a scammer, so we just ignored you. So anyway, they now know that I'm not a scammer and I'll be seeing them during the week. So there you go. Okay, let's get my guest on. S.A. Smith is a spiritual intuitive. She is also known as a girl in the universe. She has the ability to tap into the collective and feel what is happening and help her clients tap in too. She sees images, shapes, places events before they happen. She uses her connection to Source and her group of angelics to help advise on the incoming energies and the grand solar flash. She works daily with clients, connecting in with their guides and their higher self during her sessions to bring them together. It is not channeling as much as sitting down to coffee with your team and digging in deep. Her guides help her answer your questions with a richer understanding than we have in our own realms. Sometimes you just need an answer. Totally, I agree. Need it be asking when change is coming, what your abilities are, what type of starseed you are. By connecting into your energy, SA can see that connection and share it all, share the information with you. Good evening, SA. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me again. I love being here.
Thanks for coming back on. And this is kind of a part three now, because we had two shows before Christmas and part three in the new year, which is great. And I'll also say to people that myself and SA are actually videoing this as we speak. So although you're hearing the audio just at the moment, if the video goes well, I will put this up on my Rumble channel, and I'm sure SA will probably do the same somewhere. But this is purely just a test, so we're going to see how we get on. So SA, how are you? How are things going?
Doing great. These energies have been insane over this last couple months, and sadly, we're here still. But it's all for the greater and higher good of us all. And that's why I'm so excited to be here. You have to know that I have so many people that follow me that keep the link for our last two talks on their desktops and listen to them all the time.
Yeah.
There's something about this.
Didn't you say it went viral? Because you said, I think, it came back to you.
It did. It came back. It was just so interesting to see somebody came to me and said, I love this. And it happens all the time, all the time. I was posting about this on Facebook that I was going to be here. And several of them were talking about how they had the link. But I was putting it in my Patreon because, you know, I love my Patreon group. And several of them came in through you and this podcast. So I think that's just so great.
Brilliant. No, it's great. I mean, they did. I was on a Telegram group, and it was Lisa and Darius who are in Australia, and a lot of people post up your links when you do a show. And I said, I just happened to say, here's a link. I did an interview with SA. If anybody's interested, you can have a listen. And if they said, it's already here. If you scroll up, they've already put it there. And I went, right, okay, that was quick. That was near enough just the next day. Well, I suppose the reason why it's gone viral is because everybody's interested to find out what's going on. We need to talk about what's going on a celestial level. The sun is hyperactive. We're going to a solar maximum. CMEs are coming off the sun on a regular basis. Schumann frequencies are up and down. Sometimes it's quiet and then other times it goes quite high. So can you tell us what's going on?
There's so much going on. Let's talk about yesterday. We had like 8 different types of solar energies coming in yesterday, and the powers that be couldn't figure out why, where, and they didn't even, there was no knowing on their part that it was coming in. Now, if you follow me, you know I was talking about it all morning long, about what was coming and what to be ready for, because my team lets us know what's coming in. But we are just layering in these big energies. Basically, you are now running on these higher solar energies, and your body, as you ascend, needs the higher frequencies and the bigger energies to work properly. This is something that you're used to using in the quantum, but we don't have it here yet. Now we do. And it is so interesting to watch the changes in all the light workers. We're at the time that my guides have been talking about forever, where you're seeing the craziness in the 3D realm, like things happening left and right you would never believe. But as that's happening, the people on this planet that were here, the star seeds, are rising up and stepping into their powers and their abilities. And it's not weekly, you know, it comes in one day and 3 days later it transmutes and then you have it. It's day to day, moment to moment, the changes now. It's huge.
Yeah, I mean, people are reporting on it. And what I said to you before we went live, you know, if it was only you that was getting this information, people would be skeptical. But I'm seeing other people who, as you say, you don't listen to, but I'm seeing other people coming in with the same kind of information saying that things are going on. It's quite imminent. Now, obviously, you have to be, I'm happy to entertain it. And I am a bit of an open-minded skeptic because I've been doing this a very long time. And in the past, I've heard a lot of stuff and it kind of not happened. But the thing is that what's different now than it was in the past is that we know the sun is hyperactive. We know these things are going on. We can see the human frequency. This wasn't happening daily. a few years ago. So there is physical evidence that something is going on and people are seeing it. I mean, I said to you, and I was honest with you, I said, you know, a couple of weeks ago, I was on my computer doing a few bits and I felt a shift. I felt some kind of energy change. Maybe because I'm kind of, it was a senior moment. People might say, oh, that's just a senior moment, but.
No, it's not a senior moment. It's what people write that off as, but that's not what it is. There are so many things happening and it's happening to all of us and we're all feeling it at the same time. It's not just the ascension symptoms, but it's your system changing and seeing things differently. We're all seeing things completely differently than even 6 months ago.
So just talk about DNA upgrades. Let's talk about ringing the ears. And people are kind of getting a mix of this, plus the shift of energy as well. And all the list of ascension symptoms that you have listed out on your YouTube page, which we need to talk about that as well, because let's talk about that. A lot of people were tuning into your YouTube page, and we know what the powers to be are like. Because you're popular and all the information you're putting out there, what they do is they pull the plug or they affect your numbers to bring it down. And did you find out why the plug was pulled on your channel? Did you ask them why?
I did. I went in and appealed it because one morning I'm there and the funny thing is I don't have a huge following on YouTube. I put up maybe 2 videos a month on YouTube, but I do post my posts there every day. And I had a great following. We just hit 25,000. See, not big, not huge, but nice. And it was a really wonderful group. I put up a video. I hadn't posted since after the year. My team was like, everything's there. Everything you need is up. But I just felt like I needed to put something up and just, you know, tell them we're here. We're okay. Everything's going. Literally the next morning I woke up and I have hundreds of messages on every platform going, what happened to your page? And I'm like, I have no idea. But the outpouring of love was so huge that it changed what should have been a really upsetting thing into something of love. I was so touched. The messages were just unending of how they look for my thing every morning and they couldn't find me and I'm not there. Hurt my heart that I couldn't be there anymore, but I also trust that it's for a reason. So anybody that was following me there can now go to rumble.com/agirlintheuniverse. That is where my stuff will be. And it's because of you. You gave me the idea to go to Rumble. I looked at a bunch of different places and Rumble seems to be good.
Yeah, I'm testing it out now and I'm not editing myself and what I say. I'm just doing what I do and posting it up there. And so far, I haven't had any issues regarding restrictions or any notifications saying you can't talk about that, which is good.
Well, that's the thing. I was really careful. I wouldn't bring in anything that I thought the algorithm would hit. And I've had some videos that, you know, talk about things. The last one, they said it was a conspiracy theory. And I came back and said, if that's the case, then you think religion's a conspiracy theory because there's so many people talking about Jesus coming back and all this stuff. And they said that would be considered a conspiracy theory. And I thought, what? You know how many channels are out there doing that right now? So I'm just really excited not to have to worry about what I'm saying now. I can say whatever I want to say.
This is the trouble with YouTube. You have to be very careful and you had to talk code. And this is one of the reasons why I decided when I went down the video route to knock on your YouTube, because you can't be free. You can't talk about what you want because of the restriction. And you do all the effort as you have done with all your videos. and they just pull the plug and that's it. You know,
yeah. I have all my videos though, so I wasn't all that worried about it, but it was the people that I won't be able to get to them because a lot of people are just on YouTube and not on the other platforms. So if they're listening, I miss you. I really miss you. We had a lot of great talks on there, answered a lot of questions, made a lot of great friends. So hopefully they'll find me.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. All they have to do, Google it, go on Rumble. Okay, so I suppose we better get into the subject matter. And the one thing that was said to me, because we did two shows before Christmas. Okay, and I talked to you beforehand and I said, you know, I will be playing a little bit of devil's advocate. And people do like that. And a question has to be asked. So we did the two shows and you said that, you know, things were going to happen before Christmas. Now, I'm aware and I've been doing this long enough to understand that it's always down to windows of opportunity. And if them windows don't present themselves, sometimes it doesn't happen. It gets delayed or whatever. I mean, it's just, it is what it is. So, of course, people email me and said, oh, you had essay on at Christmas and, you know, and she said this and it didn't happen. And I said, but look, I think SA is very brave to turn around and commit to it because obviously, you know, when it comes to windows of opportunity, sometimes they don't happen. And it could be, you know, a timeline issue or it could be that the elites did something because people don't realize the level of technology that the elites have or they did have. And what they were doing, I mean, literally, they have got, they did have such advanced technology. They could do so much and affect us. And one of the things they did, and people aren't aware of this, is that they have frequency technology. And do you remember, SA, when everybody ran out and bought toilet rolls?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that? There was a big, you know, oh, we have to get toilet rolls for the shortage of toilet rolls.
Yeah.
Well, apparently,
we had a shortage everywhere for that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, apparently 34% of people actually ran out and got toilet rolls. And that was one of the elite technology to test the public to see if they could actually use what would happen if they used this frequency technology on people. And some people were susceptible to it and went out and bought toilet rolls. So this is how advanced they are and the technology they have. Well, they did have. It's now been taken off them. So
yeah, it's not that anyway.
So tell us what happened. Tell us what you feel happened or what you've been told happened as to why there's been a delay and it didn't happen around December.
Well, the big thing that they had planned on, they wanted us out of here by the 28th of December. There was something on the timeline. It was earth changes and it was going to be massive. And they were really concerned about all of us, about our welfare and about thought it would be best if we could just pull us before the 28th, get us out of here and get this going. Of course, you have to remember we are dealing with beings of extremely high technology and what they can do and how they do it is beyond what we can do. So when it got around the 26th, they released the creation energies, which is what we're still feeling now. They're still with us. And that was like the first part of the flash of the wave coming through. And then as we got closer to that date on the timeline, they found a way to stabilize the planet. So when those things happen, the big earthquakes we've been seeing and those kind of things, it's not causing the horrible destruction of the planet they originally thought. And even now at this point, they're using this crystal technology around the planet to literally hold it together in places. So as these big energies come through, we're okay. So right now, the idea of January was to bring in more energies and allow more of the humans to upgrade. At this point, everything is set. And as of last week, everyone is in the place they need to be. That was huge. We have an alignment happening with the star nations all around the planet. We have thousands upon thousands of ships here, and they're ready to help and move forward. We're just waiting for the rest of this alignment to go through, and there's these days they call jump windows or shift days. We're in that now until the 28th. So it's very exciting, everything that's happening right now. And they won't say we're going day to day. They're saying we're going moment to moment at this time because when that alignment hits, we're going. It's there. We have the energy. We have the ignition ready. Everything is set. It's all about the planet at this point. They're really concerned about the condition of the planet. And like Monday, we have two CMEs coming in back to back. We have a G3 happening. I would not be surprised if that just fizzles. They're doing this thing as the CMEs come in and alchemizing it. We saw it with our last CME. Nothing happened because they thought it was too big for the planet. So they're alchemizing it and it's causing a big protein or proton flux, big issues with that. Like right now, we're doing a big proton flux rise. And those are little radiation particles coming straight in. I made a big post about this last night because it's used to be there from 1 to 50 and 1 to 100. Mm-hmm. Over the last 2 years, they've gone from 100 to 200. And they're thinking over this weekend, we'll hit higher than 200. Those are radiation particles, background energies, things that we never even saw. They were just so small. Now they're massive. And they're a huge part of our ascension and our rising within the body and seeing our abilities come in. All of that's working together. So they have not given up. What it reminds me of is, I don't know about you, but here when you build a house, the builders come in and go, okay, we're going to have it done on this day. And then when you get closer to that day, they go, oh, we got a couple more weeks and we're going to bring that through. That's exactly what it reminds me of. But it's important that we remember it's all divine timing. They won't rush this because they want everybody that's ascending to go. We're not even interested in losing one. They bring it down to not even a blade of grass will be hurt at this point. So it's important that we realize that. And it's all coming together right around us. As we sit here and talk, it's all happening. We're in it now.
Okay, so what's the latest prediction from them, or what have they said to you about? Because obviously with the delay, so what's the new data, what's the new timeline now that they're looking to for this to confidently be done?
Now is the timeline. They're saying now. I don't want to give a date because dates freak people out.
Yeah.
And in the quantum, they talk about sleeps because each of us, when we sleep, that brings in another day. And some of our days are longer than others. So literally any day now, you'll feel it when it starts to come. The biggest point of this is the clarion call. They have tethered the clarion call to the flash, or they're now calling it the love wave. As it comes through, about 3 minutes before it comes through, you will hear the clarion call within your system. And it works through the heart chakra. You know what a sound bowl sounds like?
Yeah.
When you hit the sound bowl? Mm. That's what it sounds like. It's trumpets, but it vibrates like a sound bowl does within your system. You'll hear that. Then you'll have a few minutes to just get ready for it to come. It'll come through very soft because we are so high in our vibrations, so much closer to where we are going. So when it comes through, it'll be easy on you. And you'll just relax and sleep. And then when you awaken again, it'll take a little bit, but you'll come back in the body and you'll start remembering who you are. Your higher self will be with you. You'll see your team around you. And that's really important. Everything that's in the 5D will now be live around you. You'll see it all. So anytime now, I mean, it could happen while we're on this call. That's how close we are. So we're just allowing it to go.
Okay. And, did you say that we're going to bless Gaia? We're not staying here because the planet, this 3D, you know, well, Gaia's gone. I think you said Gaia's gone from the planet. So
yeah,
this
she
has
left
to
last
be,
March.
Yeah. So this has to be regenerated, and tidied up because we basically have destroyed the planet. We really have. Mankind.
We did.
Has, yeah.
And she said it's the plastics. Gaia said it's the plastics on this planet that really did it. And she had to leave because she couldn't clear herself or clean the planet. They've already started a little bit of the terraforming, which is why you're seeing the weird weather. That's why it's snowing in Hollywood and snowing in Las Vegas, but not here in Atlanta. It's like 90 degrees in Atlanta for some reason. It's all part of the terraforming. We call it earth changes. They call it terraforming. And that's what's going to happen is all the people that are waking up and want to ascend. Remember, you have a choice in all this. Free will is reign supreme. None of this is pushed on you. It's all what you have chosen. So if you have chosen to ascend, you will be on that ascension timeline and moving forward into blessed Gaia, or you could go home to your planet, whatever you want to do. You're a starseed. You're already ascended. You don't need this. I mean, if you left here, if you and I left here today and exited the planet, we would already be ascended. We'd just go back to where we came from. The humans, on the other hand, aren't ascended yet, But thankfully, the rule of karma has been taken out of the planet in 2019. So when somebody leaves this planet now, they go to wherever they believe they should go. So those that are not ready to ascend but want to ascend are going on a different timeline. They're going someplace completely different. And then all of us that are ascending are going to bless Gaia or back to our planets, depending on what you want to do.
That would be fantastic because, as I mentioned before we went live, with the world the way it is at the moment and a lot of people struggling and the way things are happening, you know, we know that the head of the snake has been cut off with the elites. But the problem is that the worst thing you do is poke a dying lion. You know, you start poking it. You don't do that. But the problem is with the elites is that they're saying that if we can't have it, you can't have it. And this is why we're seeing so many things happen on a global scale, because they're at the last of what they can do, and they're just trying everything to bring it down. And I think, you know, I think we really are at a time where we need to have something like this happen, because, you know, we need to move on. So where does it leave? I mean, there's a great load of people on the chat room there and people tuning into this show tonight. So are you saying that anybody who's kind of tuned into this show must be on the same frequency and ready to go, where you're talking about the humans who are organic, but they're not outside the matrix? Can we define who they
Certainly.
Are?
Star seeds are already ascended. So if you're a star seed, you're here for this mission, whether you have woken or not. There's a lot of star seeds that are still sleeping, and that's their job, to be asleep right now to hold the vibration. Humans are completely different. Humans are here, and they too have the opportunity to ascend or not. Some are not ready, and if they're not ready, they have chosen to take that other path. Some are exiting this planet. Some will be exiting in the flash. Some will be going on to what they call the vacation planet, which is a lot like a simulation planet of this world, so it gives them a chance to ascend on their own level. And you'll hear people talking about this, how we're ascending one-on-one, we're going to be ascending on our own, there's no big flash coming. That's the human timeline they're talking about. So they might even be human and not know it and think that they're star seeds, because we have some amazing humans that have really risen up in their energies that are coming with us to bless Gaia. And it's going to be amazing. So, yeah, there's a lot of different ways that this is happening, but it's all the same. All timelines go to the same place. And that's what you were talking about, the elites having the last hurrah. My team talks about them. They're just wasting their energy. Everything's set up. Everything's going there. It's a finite point in time. The front end isn't, but the back end is. They know that this happens. It's just getting us to that happening. And right now we're in alignment with that timeline that goes straight to the flash. So it's really exciting. You'll see and feel a lot of deja vu when you're walking on your timeline, your prime timeline, the one that's the highest and best. Things come to you. You understand things. You almost become the observer of the world. You know, you step back and let things happen. And we're watching this. I can't tell you how many clients. I mean, I've been doing this for a while. I have a lot of clients. And these clients come in not knowing things. And now they're like running worlds. They're more in the quantum than they are here. And it's just wonderful to see this coming into fruition all around us.
No, that's brilliant. I want to talk about the ships. Now, I just want to say to people in the chat room, folks, if you have a question, please put the word, please put Q or question at the front, because I can't see it immediately. There's a lot of chat going on in the chat room, and unfortunately I'm busy interviewing SA, and although I can do multitasking, I need you to help me by putting the word question on the front so I can see the question. Now, the thousands of ships that are going on, it's just funny, you know, the last couple of weeks they've been reporting that ships are being seen, and it's on TV
everywhere,
and it's now acceptable seeing crafts. And people will say, you know, but there's thousands of ships, how come we can't see them? Well, if you think about this logically, right, when you have a remote control and you change your TV, you don't see the infrared beam coming out of your remote control, but you know there's a beam that comes out to change the channel. And where the frequencies that we can see are very limiting. So if these crafts are flying around in the infrared frequency, we won't see them. So the air sky could
intentionally.
Yeah. So our sky could be full of UFOs or crafts, But because they're operating on a higher frequency that we can't see, we won't see any. So what's your take on all the ships? Why are they here? Are they here to watch? Are they going to land, or what's going to happen?
Well, first of all, I want to talk about the eyes here really quick. There are 230 different upgrades happening amongst our collective at the moment, depending on what you need for your mission and who you are outside of here. Because there are certain things that you need to go forward. They say it's more like how you were at ages 1 to 3, how you can see. So as those come in, some people are seeing a yellow sun. Some people are seeing a white sun. Some people are seeing the sun the way that it's always been. Some people can see those ships plain as day, and the person next to you will not see them. It's about your eye upgrade and what you can see. Some people can see the matrix. They can see the grids all over the place. They can see energy. It's all about those eye upgrades. So if you're standing outside and watching those ships in the sky and the person next to you can't see them, it's because you needed to see those ships. There's a reason that you needed to see them. So the ships that are here, we have hundreds of star nations that came in to help us. Hundreds. And they're all here. They're in the skies. They're here to help us. And right now, they're going in and out of our dimension, our frequency. When the flash or the love wave rolls through, they'll go back up into a higher dimension and then come back down, because that energy could affect the ships. They'll be right here to help us. They're helping humans move to the vacation planet. They're helping humans that need to get to Blessed Gaia. They're helping starseeds. We're working with the ships. A lot of starseeds are wonderful galactics, that their ships are right over their house now. They're here in protection mode. And a lot of our light workers have these energy sources that they built. We call them pyramids, but they're above the homes. Reason being, after we go through the love wave, there's a portal in the top of each one of those that we can walk directly to Blessed Gaia to. So, and they're all over the world. So it's not like you, when you wake up after this, you have to go in search of where am I supposed to go. You'll instinctively know just what to do. Some are going directly up to the ships and going that way. It's different with everyone. So there's a lot happening, a lot of planning that's come into this. And the galactics are working with our higher realms and our angelics. They have a team called the Star Nation Team. There's 13 of them. It's 12 and Gaia, making sure all this works and goes beautifully.
Brilliant, brilliant. Somebody said on the chat room there, I noticed it, they said, you can see infrared with your phone, but how many people take the phone out and hold it up to the sky? You know, I mean...
Oh, love it. That's brilliant. You know, do that. Whatever it takes.
Yeah, I mean... Get your phone out. Get your phone out. I'm not saying that they are in the infrared frequency. I'm just using that as an example. But if they are using the infrared frequency, get your phone out and just hold it up to the sky and see what you can see. Well, a lot of people...
Better than that, set an intention.
Yeah.
Set an intention that you want to see them and let them know, and they'll show you. They want you to see them. They want you to know they're there. They want you to know that they're here to help us. None of this is fear-based. None of this. And if any of this is scaring you, look into you and see why, because this is all of the light. This is higher vibration. It's pure unconditional love. And when this goes through, you'll feel that unconditional love throughout the planet like you've never felt before. You've felt it before, right?
Yeah, I have,
Quantum? Yeah. I mean, it's like nothing I can explain, but it's our normal everyday way of living except here. And this month, my team's all talking about, notice how primitive this is. Everything you've been doing, you've been living on a very primitive planet all this time, and everything's coming together. You and I think, hey, it's pretty cool that we have this phone that connects to everything. I can ask any question. It's so much bigger than us outside of here. And even here, the technology we have hasn't changed much in the last 10, 20 years, because it's been kept from us, as we all know.
Exactly.
Everything's changing.
They have advanced technology. It's so advanced. We are in the Stone Age compared to what they have, what the elites have. Mm-hmm. Okay, so there's so many questions coming in. I should have got a secretary, to be honest with you, because loads of questions coming in, SA, which is a good complaint. I'm trying to keep on top of them here. So what I'll do is I'll start off with the questions and we'll go through them. And I know there's going to be loads coming in, so we'll see how we get on. Right, let's start off with, by the way, folks, if I miss your question, just repost it up, because there's a lot of questions coming in and the scroll is going up very quickly on the chat room there. So, Rhoda's question is, why are so few talking about Blessed Gaia? Many claim to be connected, but still talk it is just us ascending. It makes sense, this planet is tired and it needs to heal, so we can't stay. Will more wake to this?
Yes, they said, and we're seeing that right now, even in the last 2 months, more are seeing this. It wasn't to be widespread, just those that needed to know that this was happening, because if it became too big or somebody too big was talking about it, it could be twisted into a fear factor. And we don't want this to be fear. This is love. Every part of this is love. So as we get closer and closer, you're seeing others talk about it and it's changing. But everybody is connected in and everybody can go there. You can go to Blessed Gaia right now. If you go to agirlintheuniverse.com, I have meditations where you can go right now and go hang out on Blessed Gaia. Meditate right in, have fun and connect. You'll see. It's lovely.
Brilliant. Now, I would just like to say as well, by the way, folks, a lot of people are buying night vision binoculars and they are seeing certain things in the sky. Gary Heseltine, who's the ex-police constable in the UK, he runs the Proofos database for the police regarding sightings of UFOs. He bought a set for £350, which is night vision, and he said he's seen things through that. Now, the Generation 3 binoculars, he can't, binoculars you put on. Over here in Ireland, you can't buy them. They're very expensive. Somebody's gone and crashed the actual chat room by putting in a big question. So we've lost all the chat there. Folks, don't try and get flashy on the chat room there. You'll go on the blow out the actual chat room. So basically the night vision binoculars you can actually buy on the fairly cheap if people want to have a look, see what's going on. You might find something in the night sky. I'm pretty sure you will. There's a lot going on there. Right, John wants to know, can we see the ships or is it only available that people are moving? Well, you just mentioned it there. Some people, it's on an individual basis.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just mentioned it there. It's on an individual basis. People will see them if they need to see them for whatever reason.
Also, notice the clouds. We see, like here in the U.S., a lot of the clouds look like ships and they don't move. It's like they have a cloud cover on it. Just look up and notice. You'll see it. You look a couple days, you'll see them. They're there. They want you to see them.
Exactly. Okay. Now, Dana wants to know, everyone is where they need to be. Does this mean physically or energetically?
It means energetically. And when I say everyone's where they need to be from the team, that means we have several key beings on this planet that need to be in key roles and set and ready to go. We had a little trouble with Australia for a little bit. They weren't quite, the light workers there weren't quite doing what we needed them to do and get to that spot. Now they're there. Now everyone is set and ready. All we need to do at this point is be you. Be the best version of you you can be. Do what brings you joy. Do what makes you happy. That doesn't mean bounce around your house all day long. I mean, we're beings. We have emotions. Things flow through us. But when a trigger happens, look at it. See why you're triggered. See why it's affecting you. So you can go in and release it out of you and pour in more light. So all we have to do is enjoy ourselves at this time. Everything's happening right around you as you go through your day. You're in it. You're part of it. You're a huge part of it, actually. Huge. We can't do it without you.
Brilliant, brilliant. Okay, and a light worker wants to know, question, is this anything related to nuclear winter?
No.
Mm-mm. No, okay.
The weather that you're feeling is the changing in the planet. We have Earth changes happening all over the place. And that's going to continue to happen. There's going to be really strange things going on because that's the time we're in. Everything is really strange. That's where we're going forward now. So you're going to see a lot of stuff.
Brilliant.
Just remember, you're always protected. You have a whole team around you. Your guides are with you. Wrap in source light and just know that you're protected. You're amazing. And you are so powerful. If you just connect into that, There's nothing you can't do, and you'll see everything that you need to see.
Funny you said about deja vu, because I've had that a couple of times over the last couple of weeks, you know, just happening. I went, oh, that's strange. You know, maybe again, these things are beginning to escalate and happen because of what's
going
on.
Because you're lining up with the timeline. You've already walked that timeline. This has already happened in the quantum. You and I are already in the quantum, you know, past this point. So when it starts aligning, you start getting deja vu and you're like, what? I already watched this. That's happening a lot with lightworkers. They'll sit down to watch something with their spouse and be like, we already watched this. I know this whole plot to this.
Yeah.
And then the spouse is like, nope, we have it. It's brand new. And you're like, and it makes you go, what? But it's because you've already done this already. You've walked this walk. And we're just finishing it here in this timeline. So it's exciting.
Very good. Teresa wants to know, question, is there an indicator we can watch for besides the clarion call that tells us it's close, like the Schumann or the magnetosphere getting to a certain point? Now, I want to pick up on this this clarion call, because somebody else I came across had a relevant point, and I thought, well, that's interesting. This clarion call, could this be our clairaudience? So although it's going to be an internal thing, rather external, so it could be clairaudient to us, because in the spiritual side, which I'm familiar with, you have the five clairs, you know, clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairsentience, etc. So could this be clairaudient as a clarion call?
It could be, definitely. I got to tell you, in the higher realms, they really dislike that, because we are full round beings and we can do anything and everything. It's all here about what you focus on. That's what you become good at. But it's connected to your soul. So when this happens, when the clarion call comes through, it opens something within you. So even if you didn't know what was happening, you're going to understand what it means.
Right.
Just like that deja vu happens. I mean, it's that same thing. So whatever you want to call it in this realm, you can call it that. But it's connected deeply into you and your soul.
Okay, so Teresa wanted to know, so the original question, sorry Teresa, I'll go back to your question. She wants to know that, is there something else like the Schumann or the magnetosphere that will bring us to this point, that rather than waiting for the or hearing the clarion call, is there some other indicator?
It's the Schumann I'm watching right now. As we know, the Schumann, Gaia disconnected last May 2022. So what you're watching on the Schumann is not Gaia's. You know, the energy comes in and bounces through the caverns in the bottom of the earth. And that's how they register the Schumann, right? Gaia's not there. So that's why it's quiet so often. Also, they've adjusted it quite a bit. It used to be that the magnetosphere would go crazy. And then not even 6 hours later, you would see that same imprint on our Schumann. That lasted for years up until she left. When Gaia left, now it doesn't do it the same way. And my team is like, watch the solar tools. You will see it coming through. Every time I see the Schumann starting to freak out, I get really excited, because I know that's our ascension team that we're seeing. That's what's making those vibrations in the earth. It's not Gaia. It's not stuff coming in. It's our team working. And when I say our ascension team, I'm talking about all of us. We're all on that team. All of the light workers here are working on our ascension team in the quantum. Sometimes during the day now, even, we find ourselves like trancing in and out and like not being aware of what we're doing. So watch the Schumann. Watch it with me. We've had a really big last 3 days on that Schumann. It's a little quiet now, but right before everything comes through, that Schumann's going to go crazy. And you're going to see weird designs, weird grids, weird images. It won't be normal.
Right, okay.
That's what I'd watch.
That's going to, well, I kind of do watch that. And it's out of interest, I just watch the actual Schumann to see what's going on. For me, that's a little bit of an indicator as something happening, you know. Nilima wants to know, will Blessed Gaia have all dimensions, 5D and higher? How will it work with all different members of family?
Well, the planet itself is 5D, so everyone will see that 5D dimension, and those that are higher than that will see things above it. As you know, dimensionally, we can see, like, let's say you're a ninth dimensional being. You can see ninth and down. So everybody that's coming on that planet will be at least 5D. So the main structure of that planet is 5D, but it goes all the way up to 12. So if you're a 12th dimensional being, it's layered. So you could have a house, let's say, on the fifth dimensional level that everybody sees. Or like I had a client last week that had a house on the eighth dimensional level. She had her fifth dimension where everybody could come in, but then she had this crystal beautiful palace on the eighth for her to like get away to. So it's almost like our way to step out or find your quiet. You can build on every level depending on what you are. But what's really interesting, when we go to Blessed Gaia, we can unfurl ourselves. Here we're all like stuck in here. We're like 4D and under. And even when the love wave rolls through, it'll only open up to a 5D here. But when you step over onto Blessed Gaia, and let's say you're a 12th dimensional being, you'll be able to feel and be you again and just unfurl your energy and relax. It'll be lovely. Just lovely.
Fantastic. Sounds brilliant. Jim wants to know, question, who was the team and are we talking our physical, but are we, sorry, who was the team and yes. Are we taking our physical bodies?
Yes, that's why all these upgrades are happening to you. As a starseed, your soul and your light body is already ascended. The bodies are not. So that crystalline body, that whole thing you'll hear about everybody talking about, that's what's happening to you now. You're upgrading into that form. The second part of you happens at Blessed Gaia, the full crystalline body. Also, they're talking about these human forms we have. For the light workers that are on this and awake during this time, it's like you're living in a trophy. When you go forward in this human body, everyone that sees you will know that you were part of this mission. This is history. They have a whole planet that they've built. It's a moon around Blessed Gaia that is copying and taking everything out of here that we're talking about. Like this video will be in that historical realm. It's huge. So it's really exciting that everything we're doing and the body itself has to come through. Now you have to remember you're a starseed. So outside of here, you already have a body. You already have a light body. So now you have another one that you'll have on Blessed Gaia or wherever, and you can take it with you and you can go in between. Also, you don't have to keep this form, you know. You can anywhere on the spectrum that you were as a human, let's say you'd rather be 25 and be in that body of yours at 25. You can do that after the love wave goes through.
Yeah.
So you're not stuck at this age.
Your soul, so. I'll take that. I'll go back to 25. I'll be happy to do that.
I'm most, really looking forward to it myself.
Yeah, most people will. I think they probably want to go back. Okay, question from Ben. And the question is, are we going to be here March, or the moment to moment could be until the end of 2023 and beyond? Can you be more clear and specific, please?
Well, they said in August, the planet dissolves. So the idea is to get out of here before August. But their idea is now. They don't want to wait that long because they don't want to get us to the point where things are falling apart. We, at the moment, we have a whole team working here, holding the planet together. They have what they call an overlay. We also have three different planet logos with a wonderful, huge, like, force field that's wrapping around the planet. We have the Tree of Life energy wrapping around the planet, all to just keep us tethered and in one space while we go through this. And it's really important because when the love wave comes through, it's strong, and they have an alignment that they set up around the planet. So it comes in over Cleveland. I'm not kidding. Comes in over Cleveland, Ohio, and then splits and goes around the planet and then out. It can't double over. It can't anything. It has to just be done a certain special way. And they have a setup that we'll see in the magnetosphere when it starts to happen. Everything has to be perfect. And our planet is failing all over the place. So we don't have time is what the big thing is. We don't have time to waste at this point. So that's why they're saying moment to moment. It's an alignment that we're waiting for with the energies.
Yeah, I totally agree with you on that. The planet is getting to the end of its life, I think, and something has to be done. We can't stay in the planet the way it is. You know, I mean, anybody who's, you know, a bit of common sense and can see globally what's going on can see that we just can't sustain ourselves. Humanity won't be able to
do it.
They're
really excited, though, because the planet, they've done it. They call it research. They've done a lot of research, and they're really excited that the terraforming won't have to go as deep as they originally thought, and they'll be able to bring the planet back up. It'll never be like this. It'll be a 5D or higher planet. but they're excited in, you know, 400 or 500 years, we'll have more people on this planet again. Not us, but other beings will come in and populate it. We have a new logos, a male and a female, that are going to be here. So it'll be balanced and lovely. And it's already, that's already set up.
Okay. Colin wants to know a question. Will all star seeds hear the clarion call, or only the awakened ones?
All of them will. And that's what I was talking about. It'll open their soul. Everyone knows. Before we came in, we had soul contracts. We chose our path completely. Everything that's set into motion, we set into motion, down to putting the guides with you. That includes a clarion call. And what will be interesting on that, they might not understand what it is, but they'll understand what they need to do.
Yeah.
So, and that's all we need, is because it was before, it was going to be 2 hours, but that was in December. And then it came through in December, and they kept it and held it back and hooked it to the love wave, because that's a point in time that's not shifting. So whenever we get to it, it'll be there for us. So it's really only a few minutes now when that starts to come through. So remember, wherever you are when that comes through, you are completely protected. You could lay down on the floor in New York City in the middle of everything, and you'll be completely protected. Your team's with you.
Good stuff. Okay, this is a bit of a controversial question, which I've dealt with before with previous guests. And Dawn wants to know, Elena Dannon, I know that lady, I've seen it on YouTube, I think, I don't know whether I pronounced the name right, says we should not go on any ships as it's greys. What does SA say, please?
I say that's programming. Somebody's hooked into their programming there. You know, everything that we do is about resonance. What resonates with you? What do you feel? If something is coming towards you, you will feel the vibration of it. If it concerns you, don't go. But in this case, when it's coming towards you, they're going to be your group, your people. You will know them completely. You will feel their vibration. You'll know exactly what to do and where to go. And if you're fearful of this, look into you and find out why. I don't follow other people. And let me tell you, if I followed that person, I would unfollow directly, because there's something not quite right there. We had grays here that were causing us issues, but you know, there are other grays that are not issues, that are outside of here, other planets of them that are fine. It's kind of like, you're not going to pick every white blonde chick is strange. It's that's not how this works. So please remember, everything is a frequency. Everything's a vibration. So when somebody's coming towards you, just feel into it. You'll know what to do.
Yeah, it's a very controversial subject when it comes to that, getting on the ship, because, you know, I spoke to a chap years ago who's tuned in again with what's going on, and he said, I wouldn't be getting on the ship because these people are so far advanced. Why do they need the ship? But we are
those people.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're getting on a ship, you're getting on a ship with your family, your friends. That's who we are. We're not just randomly catching a ship of somebody. And if a ship's coming in to get on it, it's for you. And not many of us are taking ships over. If you're a galactic and you want, and you're working on it, you'll be taking a ship. The rest of us are walking straight over through the portals to bless Gaia. So that's really not even an issue. The ones that are coming in to help are helping humans that are not able to walk and do what they need to do, or help us because we wanted to go with them. I can't tell you how many clients I have that have brought their people in, and they're going to go over to bless Gaia on the ship with them.
See, I think maybe a few years ago that would have been the case. I would have been skeptical, but I know from other sources that I've seen and information that I've received that the energy has changed sufficiently on the planet that wouldn't be possible now where it would have been a few years ago. But again, you know, you have to go with how you feel on that. Okay. And go with the energy and feel the energy. I mean, even now, come on, we all have to say, as human beings, you know, how many times have you gone out to a social event and you get near somebody, or you're in a circle of people and you get an energy off somebody and you go, I don't like that person. There's something about them. You know, we have these abilities, and we use these in social events and environments. And I'm going to be talking about this on one of my videos about this energy, about how we feel and how we pick up and the zones that we accept people into. I'll be doing that on my Rumble channel and teaching people more about this. But from an energetic level, the same thing applies. So, you know, use a bit of common sense and try and tune in and pick up on that sensitivity of the energy. Yvonne wants to know, question, can you please tell me which starseed group I am with? Thank you, S.A. Smith. Well, you know, this is not really for personal readings or information. I'm sorry, Yvonne. Maybe we contact S.A. personally and get a reading.
Definitely.
And talk to, because then I'd be doing everybody in the chat room and they'd be all asking the same question and we'd never get away from, you know, we want general questions. I'm sorry, Yvonne. We can't do anything personal. AJ wants to know a question. So it will be before June, AJ wants to know.
I think we'll see it any day now. Definitely way before June. Yeah.
Brilliant. Okay. Okay, we had that question. Okay, so we can take that question out. That's good.
Lord, it's really important, too, as we talk about this, it's really important that you continue to move forward and do things that you love. Even with me, I book clients now all the time. And it's important because if we don't continue to move forward and do things that we love, we become stagnant in our energy and your vibration drops. We need your vibration high. We need you doing things that make you very happy. And that if that means booking a vacation that you probably won't be on, book it. Whatever makes you happy and brings you joy is what's bringing in that high vibration of yours. So remember, we're not stopping. We're walking, we're doing, we're going through every day and enjoying every moment of it. We'll never be in a time like this again. So really, it truly is amazing. So make the best of every second we have now.
Exactly. And I mean, if we are going over, obviously it's going to be better energy anyway. And we can manifest, we could probably manifest a 3D world for ourselves if we miss it. And we can go back and do the
3D. You're not going to miss it. Nobody will miss it. Everybody's going together. We're going as one big bunch party people. And they, you won't miss it. Don't say that. You don't know how many messages I get every day. Did I miss it? Did this happen? No. Oh. We are still going. It's all happening. We're going together.
Okay, yeah. That's good. No problem. All right, Jim wants to know, will the jabbed be adversely affected or will they ascend the same as those that haven't? Will the 5G have any effect in the process?
Nope, you're fine. If you got the jab or didn't get the jab, you're fine. Remember, you're source in the body. Do you think that a shot or anything is going to stop source? No, you're ascending, you're growing, you're changing. You've probably already cleared that out of your system completely by now because you have risen to such a high level. Your vibration is so different than 3, 6, 8 months ago. Oh my gosh, 8 months ago, you're a completely different person from that person. So you don't even have to worry about it. Just enjoy this time.
Brilliant stuff. Mary wants to know, question, what is happening to the 144,000 now, which we've heard about before, people talking about the 144,000. What's happening with that?
Well, originally, we needed 144,000 to wake up on this planet to hold the vibration so we could bring this forward. We got a little more than 185,000. Now we have even more than that because there's so many humans waking up. But that 144 was the original total of starseeds we needed to come in and awaken. And we have so many that came in and so many that are awake now. We don't even need to wake anymore up. That's how good we're doing. Everybody's set. Everything's ready to go. So there's a lot of that. And I always use the 144 because it's something that resonates so much with all of us. But it's really like closer to 200,000 now, which is lovely.
Which is brilliant. Excellent. I don't spend a lot of time waking people up anymore.
We don't have to.
Because we don't have to. But I used to do an awful lot of that a few years ago. But I don't do that now. Because I think, look, if you're not getting it by now with everything going on, there's something wrong, you know. I really, you know, because there's so much out there, so many people are now coming out, even on mainstream media. We have a channel over here in the UK called GB News, and you know, some people might go, well, that's still controlled opposition. But to be honest with you, good news or bad news, if it gets out there and it's waking people up, they have good presenters on there presenting the information and exposing information that's not on the mainstream news. So as far as I'm concerned, that's good enough for me. Okay, so Mary wants to know, question, blessed Gaia, is Gaia consciousness realm? Not too sure what that means. Is it's blessed Gaia, the Gaia consciousness realm. Not too sure what you mean by that, Murray. Let me go to the next one there. Natalie wants to know, are these recent earthquakes, flooding, and other increase in extreme events part of the terraforming? For example, Wales in the UK had an earthquake in 24th. Well, let me just clarify this. What I was told, Turkey wasn't actually natural. It was actually technology by the elites. And because they do have advanced technology to do that. So it wasn't a natural thing in Turkey, I've been told by my sources. So I don't know how you feel about it.
I can tell you that Turkey was part of the timeline we wanted to get out of, that that was going to be so bad and cause a ripple effect that we needed to get away before that happened. But we have fixed that, so that's really good. A lot of it is terraforming, but there are pockets of things happening that are not. There's a lot of concern about flooding coming. We have been able to hold that back, so that won't be an issue as long as we go sooner than later. So, yeah, there's a lot of things happening. And just know that whatever's going on, you're protected. You have a soul contract of what you need to do on this planet and what you're going through. And it keeps you where you need to be and what you're going through.
Brilliant. Yeah, exactly. Well, the flooding, again, it's just swashing effect, like in a bath with water. And they were people were talking about that years ago and they were concerned, but apparently that's going to be controlled and it's
yeah,
probably not
they've got that. And it was actually California. They were concerned about California and Florida here in the U.S. Completely flooding. Yeah. And but they have controlled that now. We're okay. So we're okay.
Brilliant. Okay, AJ wants to know, is the ascension the reason for lots of couples splitting up?
Yes, definitely. When you have two people living together and one of them wakes up and starts rising higher, the person living with them either has to rise higher with them or they'll push away because the two different vibrations are like two magnets. It either comes together or pushes. So, yes, we're seeing that big time because they just don't understand what the other spouse is doing. And you can't stay with them because it's so uncomfortable. I can't tell you 3 years ago how many of my clients, and these are people that have been married 15 to 30 to 40 years, started separating because it was just too difficult. And that whole vibration and the resonance is so important. Yes, huge part of it. We're through that now pretty much, though.
Brilliant. We're going to go to a quick musical break and we'll be back after this. We won't be too long. We'll get back to questions after this.
You're listening to Alan James on Circle of White Light Radio and People's Internet Radio.
Okay, folks, we're back. Just a quick interlude there, and we'll get back into the questions there. Right, Ivan wants to know, will each and every individual human being have the option to move to the 5D realm, including those who have committed murder, etc.?
Well, we have to remember that most people are source having an experience, light or dark. But yeah, no, those, you have to be able to hold a vibration and you have to be able to fully hold the vibration of love. And as you can understand, people that have caused certain murders and stuff, they have a special exit they're going through as we go through this. They need to get a little bit of reformation happening within them. A lot of the higher ups have already been removed. And what we have here now are, gosh, I don't even know if we want to go into that, but yes, that, the people that are going with us, and everybody had the opportunity to decide if they wanted to go ahead and ascend. Every single being on this planet did, and every single being decided their program going forward, what they were going to be doing, their path. So each person that can hold that light, because the light is important, you have to be able to hold that light, because when you go into the 5D, you have this amazing opportunity of love. It's unconditional love on high. If you can't hold that light and that vibration, you will die. I mean, sorry, that's how it is. And there's a lot of, right now, we have a lot of different light workers that are infiltrated at this moment just these little black things going through them. When they go through the flash, those will be burned away. Just like everything on this planet that's not of the light, when we go through the flash, it'll be taken away. It won't be here any longer. That's why they're having such a fit right now on this planet, because those, most of them have already left. Those that are left here are like we call nuance energies. They're like annoying, like mosquitoes. They're annoying, but they can't really do anything to you because you're too high of a vibration. So I know I got off the path there, but yeah, everybody's going on a path that's right for them. They've chosen their path.
Okay. Is there going to be karma for them people that, you know, committed murder and did stuff like that on this, on the planet? There's no karma for them.
No, karma left in 2019. We don't have karma anymore here. But you should know that those souls are going back to source. They're not being allowed to come down. And it's almost like reformatting a program, a hard drive. They have to be cleared and clean. They've been shown what they've done. There's a whole process. They like to show me as we have the ascending timeline. We have the non-ascending human timeline. And then we have this strange little timeline that goes over here through a door. That's where they're going. They don't like to really talk about everything that's happening there, but just know that if something horrible has been done in this lifetime, and we have a lot of things on this planet that have been done horribly by people, that's being taken care of. And it's being taken care of in the quantum, which is the best way to have that taken care of rather than here.
Great stuff. Okay. Can I just remind people on the chat room there, if you're new to the chat room, if you don't put question on the front, I won't see your question. Folks, so make sure you put question on the front so I can see it. Otherwise, I'll miss it. Teresa wants to know, have our higher selves already set up homes for all of us on BG, Blessed Gaia? And when we get there, someone will show us where our home is.
You'll know. When you awaken after the love wave comes through, you'll know everything. You'll know what you've been doing, what you've been doing, because you are your higher self. And you'll know exactly where to go once you're there. Most of us are already dreaming about it and building them. And when I do sessions with my clients, I bring them in. They always want to see their house on Blessed Gaia. So we go to Blessed Gaia and we look at their homes. And it's always something they've already seen. They already know it. It's already there. And it's so interesting. So if you haven't built it yet or don't feel like you have, daydream now. You can have anything you want. It's really interesting because the plots, let's say, on Blessed Gaia are pocket realities. So you might see the house from a distance. You'll see the house. But really, you could have 500 acres there. It could be a mountain behind you that has snow. And in front of you could be the ocean, because it's a pocket reality. And it's your pocket reality. And you can build it any way you want, any size, big, small, tiny, whatever you need. So just really dream about it and build it in your mind's eye now. And that's what you'll have there.
Brilliant. Okay. And the great thing about imagination is you can do whatever you want and imagine whatever you want. There's no limitations. Right. Susie wants to know, I lost my mom 2 weeks ago. Will I find her on Blessed Gaia?
Susie, I just want you to know I'm sending you so much love. I lost my mom. I know, even though we know that they're really just taking an exit. It's like parking your car at the airport and getting out and not parking here. It's just when their energy disconnects from us, we feel it. And it's just so profound when that happens. Yes. And you can visit her. She can come to you. You can go to her. There's no tether. Once you're out of here, you can go anywhere. And everyone that was here now exists out there. So know that whenever somebody comes out of here and leaves and exits out, their energy is still alive. As a starseed, they go back to their planet. They go back to source and then back to the planet. Right now on Blessed Gaia, we have this beautiful white tent that showed up several months ago, early in December. And we're watching the families come in, and they're coming through and they're waiting for us. It's really exciting. There's so many. And animals, if you lost a dog or a cat that you absolutely love, or any sort of animal that you absolutely love, you won't be surprised that they're waiting for you on Blessed Gaia to see you.
Brilliant. Excellent.
Yeah.
And friends and family, of course. We'll see them there.
Yeah, everyone.
Ben wants to know a question. Actually, not just want to say to SA that we love and appreciate her lots. Same to you, the host, for not censoring us. God bless all. That's, well, thanks, Ben. That's more so a statement than a question. But yeah, thanks for that, Ben. I appreciate it. I'm not out to censoring anybody. As long as the question is constructive and it's not attacking anybody. That's the important thing. Susanna G, a question want to know, if you are a starseed, a light worker, are your children also starseeds?
Most likely they are, because your vibration is so high. When you came in, you and your partner's vibration had to be certain level to bring the starseed children in. They said anybody that's under 10 at this point is a starseed if they belong to a starseed family. Older than that, they could maybe possibly not be. But I don't know, most of the people I meet have starseed children. It's very, very unusual to have children that aren't starseeds if you are a starseed, especially if both you and your husband are starseeds, or you and your partner are starseeds, your children will be too.
Brilliant stuff. Okay, Nalima wants to know, did the people who died in Turkey did so as part of their soul contract, asking as yes. Turkey earthquake could not be stopped by our galactic ascension teams like the rest of other December events?
Yes, and you're going to see that in all of the things that happen. They're all taking an exit. We have so many people that need to take an exit at this point, and you're seeing that happen. And you've got to remember, everything that happens on this planet, everything we go through, even if it's not something that was originally planned, it cannot affect you unless it's on your timeline, unless you have signed up for it. Free will is something I had no idea was so strong. Last 10 years, I have learned free will really is like a barrier that we have. Nothing can happen to us that we don't okay.
Good stuff. Okay. I mean, the soul contract, again, is something that would be controversial with some people. And then there's people who are not open-minded to it. I don't understand it. And they will argue the point, go, I don't believe kids would come down here and agree to get abused. But because they don't understand.
But yeah, and all of us as light workers, 99% of us have been abused so that we can understand what is happening. So when we go forward as humans to help the humans, we'll be able to understand what they've gone through. If we have these beautiful, wonderful lives that we didn't have to struggle through at some point, how can we understand to be of service? Mm. You know, I mean, a lot of this happens so that we can be of service going forward.
Yeah. Okay, no worries at all. And it's all down to experience with these past lives that we've had, building up the experience from past lives. Okay, let me, I'm just getting organized there. So that was Nalima, so we'll take that out there. And AJ wants to know, any tips to help, e.g. meditation or diet?
Certainly. You know, they talk a lot about how meditation is a little harder now. A lot of people can't go in as deep as before. So all you need to do really is find like 10 minutes in the morning and 10 minutes at night if you're having trouble with meditation. Just a time to quiet your mind and allow everything to go away. And just listen to what comes in. That's all they need. A lot of people do this in the shower in the morning, and they clear their aura in the shower and they let their answers come through. I know with me, I do a whole centering thing where I center and talk with my team. But meditation has changed greatly. If you can meditate in still really deeply, wonderful, do it. If you can't, don't get frustrated. That's the worst thing for you. Just do what you can do. Some people meditate by dancing through the house. Some people meditate in their garden. Some people meditate putting together puzzles, reading, whatever it is for you is exactly what you need. Now, there's a lot of things happening with food right now because our bodies are changing quickly. You go through this thing where suddenly you want to crave all this weird food. And then after that, you go through this thing where food is gross and you're just like, I don't want to eat anything. Everything tastes off. If you're doing that, which is a lot of us, remember to eat food that is grown and naturally from the ground. It helps you ground. Potatoes, broccoli, all that kind of stuff is just wonderful at this point. But it's really up to you what screams at you. And remember, you really do need to eat, even though we go half the time. Your body still needs that food, that energy to go forward. Well, and water. They're recommending 2 gallons of water a day. I can't do 2 gallons of water a day. I try to do a gallon a day, but whatever you can. But if you're getting a lot of headaches and head pressure, with these Ascension, you need a little more water. Drink a little more water. You're getting dehydrated, and you'll find that that stops. It goes down greatly.
Yeah, and it's important more than ever now to make sure you check out your food, because they're trying to put insects in their food and processed food and everything else, and our stomachs, our human bodies are not able to digest the insects, the chemicals that are in the insect food that, you know, birds would normally be able to do it, because they have a metabolism to do it. So just to be aware for people to be aware of that, that they are trying to do it in Europe anyway. They've already started to do it. They're putting insects in the food and the manufacturing process. So you have to be very careful.
You know, in the US, our whole lifetimes, they allow a certain amount of bugs in the foods that are processed. It's part of the thing, and they've always done that here. Is that gross or what?
Yeah.
You guys are so much better off already. I mean, the stuff that's here is a lot of the stuff that they're still feeding us here in the U.S. is banned all over Europe. So it's really important that you not go with the processed food at this time. Do what you can, make your own. I mean, it's just gross. Your body is upgrading to this pristine machine. So the foods that we take in, they love to say, you know, here they talk about organic foods and all that kind of stuff. Nothing's organic here the way we think it should be. And no matter what you're eating, it's never going to be quite right for your pristine new body. So do the best you can. And that's all we can do while we're here.
Right. Okay. Next question is from Antonio. And he said, Alan, can you ask S.A. Smith just this one question? I only have one. No, she mentioned August Max, but I've heard from a lot of sources, from sources to Ismail to S.A., that the clarion call, great solar flash, and ascension can occur any time from February to March to April as a time frame without dates. Could you just ask if that would be accurate still, even though August would be max? I'm just curious because I want to see if it aligns with Source and Ismail and others. Thanks for everything.
I would be really surprised if we were still here in the middle of March. Well, really surprised.
Well, funny you should say that, because there's a lot of talk now about the 22nd of March to the 24th of March and portals open up. Now, I again, don't get
there's
stuck
There's a jump
in
window
days.
From the 15th of March to the 23rd. So that's why they're talking about that. But we don't need those jump windows anymore. That's the thing. We have the energy. It used, a year ago, we needed those jump windows to give us like a celestial boost. We have all the energy of the ignitions. We have ships literally waiting to ignite the ignition. They're in right now in alignment, ready to go. We are just waiting to go at this point. And it's just the right energy coming in. It can't be too much. And, you know, we have a lot coming in right now. So it's got to be a little bit quieter and then we'll go. And that's all it is.
Okay. Mark, he wants to know a question. What is left for them to do before the flash? Apologies if it was covered earlier. I just arrived.
Yeah, no, we're ready. The only thing we need you to do is to be the best version of you. Hold your light. Hold your power. Send your light out all around with love so other people can connect in and be you and be in the highest form of you. Enjoy your life as we go forward. That's all we need at this point. That's all of us need to do. Everything's happening around us. These energies that are coming in right now are portions of the love wave energies, just smaller portions. And then very soon a larger portion will come through, and then that's when it all happens. So we're in it now. It's happening all around you right now. It's just slowly, gradually. We need that bigger one to push through everything.
And we were talking before we went live, S.A., and I said about what I'm going to be doing with my live show on Sunday is probably going to be shutting it down in the next few weeks and focusing on Rumble and doing pre-records and stuff like that. And obviously, you know, maybe there is some kind of tie in there why I was going to be doing that, because maybe, you know, maybe we won't be here. Maybe I won't need to do my Rumble channel. I don't know. We won't be here.
They shut down my YouTube channel because it's no longer needed. I knew that. I knew it wasn't needed anymore. I'd said everything that was needed. The people that were awake are awake. So when it went down, I went, I gotcha. This is what's happening. And then I verified that. Yeah, it's not needed. It's just not needed. And me putting up the old stuff is me putting up the old stuff, because I feel like there's still people that need to understand that. But they're like, everybody is in their place. Everybody is where they need to be. Everybody understands what's going on. We've never been to that spot before, ever. So the fact that we're there is so exciting. I mean, I get crazy excited. My poor Patreons, every day I'm like, I send out things to them and I'm like, I'm so excited. And they're like, you're always excited. I'm like, I know. It's just, it's really, this time is like no other. And we're so lucky to be awake during this. You imagine if you weren't awake, you'd think all these ascension symptoms that you were dying. You'd be like, what's happening? And everything that's happening in the world, you'd be knee deep in it. We're so lucky not to be knee deep in the 3D realm.
Yeah, it's the people around us, you know, family and friends who are still in the matrix who don't get any of this at all. You know, I'm sure your ascension team and what's going to happen, we have to kind of be very gentle with them and do it in a very gentle way and not frighten them, because obviously they just don't get the concept of what's going on or what's going on. No. I mean, even talking with the human residents, talking with CMEs and stuff like that, they don't understand that on a basic level. So imagine.
No, it's like you're speaking a different language.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's difficult. I have a son like that I just love, but I just hold space for him. I know he's coming to bless Gaia. I've been told everything. So I just hold space and let things move through. I don't want to force, you know, we don't want to force our thoughts or our opinions on people. We want them to find it organically on their own. So by holding space for others and allowing them to work through, like when they come in your home and suddenly you've got like a whole 3D realm thing happening in your home, you hold space, you spread that light around, you bring in source light and spread it around your home and allow everyone to go through what they need to. And it's a lovely thing. That's where we are now. We can just accept and enjoy.
Okay. Bionic Buster wants to know, if I'm a Christian, can I go to heaven instead? It sounds the same as Blessed Gaia.
Christians, Jewish, everything, it's all the same. It's all happening. You know what's interesting now? If you pass today, you will go exactly where you believe you would go. So if you believed you would go to heaven, you would go to a place that would be just like heaven. But yes, you can go anywhere you want to go.
Right. Brilliant. Okay. Chris wants to know, what are some of the current ascension symptoms?
Oh, we have the biggie ones right now are the jaw pain, the eye blurriness, full body itchy, full body restless legs, joint pain, crown tingling, head issues, ears tinging and toning and connecting in different ways, different times. A lot of people are talking about ankles, which is interesting because it's another joint syndrome. We have massive bloating going through all the collective, and it's holding on to water within the system. It's wrapping your organs. So when that big flash of light comes through, the water evaporates and your organs are protected. So with that comes a lot of problems with our joints because they're flooded with water as well. So if you're having troubles with that, just know it'll change. It'll all go. What's really also another one we call light worker fog brain, where you're trying to reach for a word and for the life of you, you can't figure out what you're trying to say. That's part of it too. And that's part of a really huge upgrade that's happening right now. So, and there's a lot of unique ones that people are going through. I know with me, when the energies get higher, my ears go crazy. It just sounds like waves. I call it the sound of space. And I know that the energies are coming in really high. We each have, at this point, unique symptoms that we are experiencing over and over again. It's because of the energies as they come in.
Right, okay. Mary wants to know a question, Alan. Please ask us, say, who is Blessed Gaia? It is the higher plane of Earth. That's what I meant before. Okay.
No, it's a complete different planet. It's not in this dimension. It's not above us. It's not around us. Really big. They want you to know it's a complete different planet, complete different area. We go through portals to it, but it's still Gaia, our Gaia that was here. And actually her name is Sarah. And she's now the planetary logos for the new Blessed Gaia, which is what she calls it, is Blessed Gaia. So that's what I call it. A lot of people call it New Earth. It's all the same thing. Whatever you want to call it is fine. Home is a good thing to call it.
Okay.
Because that's what it's going
to
be.
Now, something I said to you before you went live is that Betelgeuse is going to go supernova. It's about 645 light years away from us. And what they're saying, I don't know how true it is, but if that does go supernova, now it could go supernova in the next 10,000 years, but they're saying it's quite close to going supernova, that that will have a knock-on effect on their sun, which will trigger a flash. Now, I don't know, is that true? I don't know whether it is or not, but I mentioned it to you earlier. Are you saying that that wouldn't affect the planet, or that wouldn't have anything to do with your team?
We won't be here for that. So, and what's coming in for the love wave is actually source light. It's pure source energy. It's creation energy, which we have here now with us, and it's been with us since December 26th. So what's coming in is a high concentrated version of that. And those energies are here. They're just outside the planet waiting for our ignition to go off, and then that will come in. We have all the parts. That's the thing here. We have all the parts ready to go. It just needs to go at this point.
Brilliant. Okay. Georgia wants to know a question. What is your take on Rh negative blood? Is there a reason only a small percentage of people have it?
I love to talk about Rh negative blood. It's one of my very favorite topics. There's several things that we light workers have in common. It's little markers of a light worker. One of the big things is having some sort of near-death experience before the age of 8. A large percentage of us have died and come back before the age of 8. Another one is Rh negative blood. And what's really interesting about Rh negative blood, they don't know where it's from. They can't figure it out. You know, most of it's like something like 85% of the population here are not Rh negative, and a very small portion are Rh negative. It doesn't mean you are definitely a light worker or a starseed if you have it, but there's a large percentage that do have it. So if you have it, you are probably a starseed. If you don't have it, don't worry about it. It's just one of those things that some of us have, but it's really interesting. And it's also interesting that the people in power are Rh negative. Like, you'll notice, and this, I know how we feel about the hierarchy of the kings and queens in our worlds, but most of them are Rh negative. So it started in a good position, and then when everything went wonky and everything was taken over, they're still Rh negative throughout those family lines. And most of us are Rh negative. I'm Rh negative. So I find it very, very interesting. And there's several things on this planet that they can't understand, like gravity. They know we have gravity, but they have no idea how it works and how we have it. Don't you find that fascinating?
Yeah.
Same thing with Rh negative blood. They have no idea how it got here, how it populated 15% of the world.
I don't know what my blood is, so I can't tell you. I always say to people, I don't know what it is, but it's probably positive anyway. Anyway, that's
well,
my
you know
spiritual
what? It's,
joke.
It's because so many of us that have children find out if we're negative or positive. Because if you're negative, you have to get the shot so you don't kill the child. Those kind of things. So more women probably know if they're Rh negative than men.
Yeah. No, that's something I do have to find out somewhere along the line. I'll find out. Natasha wants to know a question. If my children are likely to be starseeds, will they all hear the clarion call too?
Depends on their age. If they're under 12, they will. If they're over 12, it depends on them, you know, if they're walking the path or not. You'll hear it, though, and that's all that matters. You know, everybody has their own path, their own way of doing it. And we as parents need to hear it so that we can get everybody organized and help them get to where they want to be. So don't worry. It'll all work out exactly as it's meant to. It's all divinely guided. Remember, this is all from the higher realms, all from our higher peeps, and they're taking care of each of us.
Okay. Yvonne wants to know, will children ascend and travel together with their parents to bless Gaia before they choose to go on elsewhere?
They've already decided. Everybody's already decided where they're going and how they're going. Most of the children on Bless Gaia and in the outer realms, 16 and up is considered an adult. Now, we've been living in this environment where I know here you have to be 18 to be considered an adult. So most of the children, most of our kids are going directly with us. And then after those that are 16 and older, it'll take a little bit for them to get used to living on Bless Gaia. and then you'll find them hanging out and doing what they want to do. Just because they're ascending, let's say you have a six-year-old that's ascending, right? That six-year-old still has a soul contract with you to be your child. So they're going to grow up on Blessed Gaia, and you're going to get to watch them grow up and be. They're not going to go into the higher form of them until they're ready to, until they work through everything that they had in that soul contract. So you get to still be parents on Blessed Gaia, but oh my gosh, imagine being a parent on Blessed Gaia, where everybody loves your child as much as you love your child, and they can roam free and enjoy. And we have animals roaming free with consciousness all over the place there now. It's just lovely.
Brilliant. Okay, we're getting near the end, so we have to be very quick with these questions, I'm afraid. Don wants to know, did something happen at the start of the pandemic, just as I had a very quick awakening then, as did many others?
Yep, that's exactly why we were all locked down. When in your lifetime have you been home to where you could concentrate on you? They thought that they were going to try to make this into a big psychop thing and cause us issues. What happened was everybody woke up. Everybody looked around and went, this is wrong. There is something weird here. And it woke everybody up in droves. It's a wonderful thing. It really was. I know that a lot of people had a hard time during the pandemic, but look what happened to you. Look where you are now. You understand things that you never would before. And you're such a high vibration, and your knowings and your abilities are coming in, and you just get things sometimes, and it's a lovely thing. Yeah, it's all part of it. It's all big bubble of you and your wake up, your ascension walk.
Brilliant stuff. I normally say to people, which I'll be doing during the week to my guest during the week when I do the pre-record, you know, I normally say to people, if I approached you 10 years ago with the information that I have and the knowledge that you have now, what would you say to me? And they generally
that
say,
you're crazy.
Yeah, you're a conspiracy theorist.
And that's what I tell people about the flash all that time. I go, if I told you 5 years ago that when March came around, you're going to go, the whole planet is going to go into lockdown, we're going to be home for almost a year, you'd be like, you're insane. That's the same thing with the flash. The same thing's going to happen. We're just going to another planet. But it's another big episode in this ascension walk of ours that we have to go through. We had to go through that so everybody could wake up. And now everybody's awake. And now we're ready to go forward. It's amazing how things work out.
Right. Okay. Free Spirit wants to know, are the 5G towers being erected all over the world an energy weapon that the elites are planning on using to try and stop the ascension?
They can't stop the ascension. The ascension happened on the quantum. We know that. You know what I always tell people when you're concerned about those 5G towers? Send your energy to it and wrap it. Wrap it in source light so everybody that connects to it is now getting love. And you wrap it with source light and you wrap it in love so that way their higher self has the ability to say yay or nay, I want that. So then everybody that connects into that cell tower now is connecting into source light. You can do that on your own every single day. I send them out to the towers around me, to the substations, electrical substations that are near me, and just code it in source light. You have that ability. And remember, there's nothing to fear. And you create your reality. So if you feel like that's happening in your reality, it will. So be mindful of that. You are the creator of everything around you at this time.
Cool. Okay. Natalie, do you have had a firmament dome, and is this going to go when we flash so we can see the true sky?
Yes. When you awaken from the flash, everything will be the true. You'll see the stars and the planets as they really are that we do not see here. You will see the ground as it truly is. I hear that we don't actually have trees, that they're all gone. So there's a lot of things that will be very different, but you'll also wake up with the knowing of who you are and you'll understand what you're seeing. So it won't freak you out or anything. You'll just be like, oh, this is what they were talking about. Okay. So just know that you'll know you and everything about you and everything you've been doing and all those timelines and everything that you're supposed to do going forward when you awaken.
Brilliant stuff. Okay. Tanya has a question. As a former member in the private group, there is a specific title given to members, only I think it was your golden tribe or team. Is there a difference to members compared with followers of your work, as I've not heard it mentioned in any public platform since and didn't get an opportunity to ask. So wondering how it all came about. Does that make sense?
We have, no, in the Patreon, there's different tiers that you can join, and there's the Family of Light and there's the Intuitive Views. It depends on which tier you join. So I'm not sure what she's speaking on. Sorry.
Yeah. Okay. Maria Rose said, is this planet Earth here actually moving like an airship?
No, but it's not really doing what we think it's doing either. So it'll be really exciting when you wake up and realize what's really happening here.
Right. Okay. And let me see. Maria Rose wants to know, can any of us choose to have children on Blessed Gaia?
Anybody, any age too. I can't tell you how many clients I have come in that are 50 and 60 years old or having children on Blessed Gaia. And so many twins are happening on Blessed Gaia. And these are people that maybe didn't have children here because a lot of light workers didn't want to have kids. They didn't want to hold that karma. They were concerned about having to continue. Left and right children. And the whole reproductive system is different, is changing there. So you pick how you want to experience that pregnancy. They call how we have children here barbaric, and that it shouldn't be the way it is, and that we have the ability to change it here. It just hasn't been released to us yet. So yes, children, whatever you want to do, you know.
Okay. And last question will be from Alina. Will we see the family that passed away? Well, I think you answered that earlier on and you said yes. We'll meet up with the family and everything else. Brilliant. So I'm not going to do any more questions, folks. I think we've had a lot of questions. Thanks to everybody on the chat room for all the questions. I'd like to think there was so much covered there. Essay, well done. I think that was a great Q&A from everybody on the chat and you answering all the questions. Well done. So the question has to remain, do we book in another show in a couple of months' time, or will we be here? There you go.
I don't think we'll be here, guys. I think we're going to just move forward and enjoy everything that comes. Remember, you're creating your world. Allow what you want to come near you. And you can manifest now. We are manifesting like crazy at this point. It's more of the energy that you put to your manifestations than the words that you're using. So remember to really imprint it with your energy. And you can get anything from a parking space to a new house, brand new job, whatever you want. You control this now like never before. So really, really go for it, guys. Build the life you want. Thrive while we're here. The goal is to make it so good that when the flash comes through, you're like, oh, okay, I'm ready. But it's more like, my life is wonderful. I don't want to go, but you will because you are of service. And that's who you are most all the time. So just make it great because you can do it. We did not have the ability to do it the way we do now, not even 3 months ago. So really live, have fun, enjoy, be you.
So does that mean SA is going to be unemployed now when you go over to Blessed Gaia?
No, I'm actually going to the vacation planet after like 6 months. I'm going to go over and I'll be there like a week here and a week there back and forth working with the humans. Many of us are doing that. And, you know, I volunteer for everything in the world all the time. So I'm excited to see what's next. I do hear I get to go on vacation a little bit, though. So I'm looking forward to that. But that's after we've got all the humans settled on Blessed Gaia.
Yeah, I think that's probably going to be a lot of our work that will have to be done.
A lot.
Because, you know, I have this kind of vision and, you know, I don't know whether it's just my imagination, but I have this vision where people will be coming over, let's call it the Rainbow Bridge, and I'm sitting on
a
park bench, and they're coming over and they're kind of looking around going, where am I? What's going on? And I call them, I wave to them and they get them to come over and I sit them down and they go, look, this is what's going on. This is what happened, you know, and then I sit with them, and then their parents or their relatives that passed away will then come over and they'll meet them and there'll be this kind of gathering and everybody's going to be happy. And now this could be just, you know, me.
No, that's actually the definition of a way shower. That's what they say a way shower is. It's those that are on Bliss Gaia, and when they come in, you show them the way. That's what it's all about. And we actually have like a whole little store area, which I always thought was weird. Why do we have a store area we can manifest anything we want? It's for the humans. So it's going to take them a little while to figure out how to manifest. So everything they want are in different store areas. You don't buy anything. You just go in and take whatever you need as they learn to manifest. So it's all there. So there's no frustration. Frustration is something we're really trying to stay away from.
Yeah.
So that they could just get it. There's even a little house. There's these little cutout houses and windows. You can pick whatever one you want. You take it and you put it on your lot and it builds your home.
It's manifested. You know what? I have manifested my house, all right, in my own head, but this sitting down on the park bench, even down to it's a lovely summer's day, there's a light breeze, and I'm sitting there and I'm just watching them come over the bridge. Where this came from, I don't know. You know, maybe again it's manifesting or my imagination. And I'm just sitting there and I'm smiling as they come over and I wave to them and they sit down and I'm back to, you know, I'm 25, you know, and of course the first thing they'll say, God, it's you, but you're younger. You know what I mean? It's part of the conversation. Yeah. But yeah, so this is what I've pictured. Now, you know, whether that happens or not, I don't know, but it's a bit of fun. And you know, folks, this is the great thing with imagination. There's no limit to what you can imagine. And if you're imagining good stuff, good energy, a happy place to go to if you're feeling down. And even during the day, I always say to people, put on music that you like and dance to it. And even if you don't want to dance at the start, just dance and then force yourself to dance and then you'll get into it because your energy is so important. You know, Bruce Lipton talked about the study of epidemiology. And he said, you can't be happy and sad. You are either happy or sad. So make a choice. Right. What do you want to be? You know, and go with there. But we've reached that time, SA. Thank you very much for coming back on. And thanks for your patience for, you know, obviously pushing back the interview for a week because of my cold and everything else. So much appreciated for doing that.
Oh, I would have pushed it back a month if you wanted, if we were still here, definitely. No. So I'm honored to be here. I love being with you and I love your show.
Thank you. And I appreciate you.
It's a very good thing.
I appreciate you coming on. And so far, so good. I know we said we were practicing with this video recording and we'll see how the video goes anyway. I might put it up in Rumble if I can do a bit of editing with it, but definitely the audio of the show will be up within an hour of this finishing and we'll get it up there. So before I let you go, obviously, do you want to give out all your details and your contact details where people can find you and have a look at your previous shows and stuff like that?
You can always get me at agirlintheuniverse.com. Everything is there. And from there, I have all my different social media outlets to go to. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Telegram. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Rumble. My Patreon, you can go to patreon.com/agirlintheuniverse. We have a huge Patreon group with like the most amazing members. And it's just this wonderful group of people that you can share whatever you want and everybody comes around and rallies around you. And I kind of think of it as the way the new earth is going to be like, because, you know, we don't judge, we just help. And that's what we all do. It's just everything's out of love. But agirlintheuniverse.com is where you can get me always. I'm not taking sessions right now because I'm so booked. But if you desperately need one, you can always email me at sessions@agirlintheuniverse and I can see if I can get you in. We'll go from there.
Brilliant stuff. All right, SA, just stay with me there for a minute and we'll go to a musical break and I'll be back after this.
You're listening to Alan James on Circle of White Light Radio and People's Internet Radio.
There you go, folks. That was S.A. Smith. Good chat with S.A. And, well, thanks to everybody on the chat room for all your questions there. They were fantastic. So the show is going to be available as a pre-record in about an hour's time. So you can go back. If you missed anything, you can have a listen back on the show and you know, and listen to as many times as you want. That's the benefit of having a podcast. So big thank you for all your questions there and apologies for my voice. I am recovering. It's getting better, by next week I should be back to normal, but you can probably hear that it's still a little bit rough there. But thanks for being on and interacting and all the questions. Now, before I let you go, just a couple of things. As I said, the donation for January, February is going to be going to an animal rescue centre. And I'm going to see the lady during the week. It's in Navan. And I'm going to pop down and have a chat with her. She thought it was a scam email and a scam Facebook message until she was told that it's actually genuine, that I will be coming down and giving her a donation. Because as I said to people who are listening in, that when I get donations through Circle of White Light, a portion of the donations go to a worthy cause like a suicide charity or homeless charity or animal rescue. So if you support Circle of White Light on Patreon or through PayPal, your donation is appreciated and it will it'll go to a worthy cause. And if you want to check out all the charities and the groups that I've donated to over the years, well, over the last 2 years, go over to the circleofwhitelight.com website. Click on the pay it forward option on the menu option and you'll see a whole breakdown on the list of all the people who received a donation. There's a photo of them. They're holding the check. And if you don't believe that, you can go and ring them up and speak to them and ask them, did they receive a donation? It's all about transparency, folks. We want people to see where their donation is going. And obviously, part of donations obviously support Circle of White Light as well. So thank you for that. The other quick thing is that I will be doing an interview with Rachel Eleanor during the week on Tuesday from the Dragon's Den in the UK. So if you have any questions that you want me to ask her, make sure you get them over to me before tomorrow night so I can put them on the list and then I can ask her the questions. So just to let you know, that's going to happen. My guest on the show next week is a chap called Samuel Chong and he's an ET contactee. Which should be interesting. He contacted me and said he'd love to come on the show. He's been on Coast to Coast in America. So it should be a good interview. So he's going to be on next week. Right, I'm going to grab a cup of tea and wet the whistle and sort out my throat and everything else. So again, a big thank you for everyone for your support and donations. Don't forget to check out my Rumble page. Go to Rumble. If you like it, click on it and subscribe and everything else. Check out the videos I've done and give me your feedback and everything else because I want to grow the Rumble channel. So if you can do that, that'd be fantastic. And I will see you next week. Have a good one. Take it easy and bye bye.
You have been listening to Circle of White Light Radio, focusing on solutions and thinking different.